Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simen Shin Chav Beis. We are on page Kuf Nun Beis, which is the page following 302. Simen Shin Chav Beis is Din Nolad B'Shabbos. Mechaber says in Sef Aleph, Beitza Shenolad B'Shabbos Asura Afilu L'Taltula. An egg that is laid on Shabbos is Asur not only to be eaten but even to be moved. Even if it gets mixed in with 1,000 other eggs that are mutter, they all become usr. There is no bittul. But you are allowed to lift a kli and cover it with a kli so the egg should not break. As long as the kli they are using to cover the egg does not actually touch the egg. So the Mishabura says in Sefkatan Aleph, the beitza that is born on Shabbos is usr even to move. Since you're not allowed to eat it because of nolad, so therefore it's considered mukta. The haida asura ba'achila, and that which this egg is asur ba'achila, hainu legamachaya, which obviously means to swallow it while it is raw. Hugzera mishum Shabbos the mikla acha yomtov. It is really an issa d'rabbanan to eat the egg that was laid on Shabbos as a gzera because of the case of Shabbos that fell after yomtov. Sha'oz beitza hanoldaba asura midaraisa ba'achila. When yomtov falls after Shabbos, or Shabbos rather falls after yomtov, either way, we're discussing here Shabbos falls after yomtov, then the egg that is laid on Shabbos is going to be asur midaraisa to eat. Dechol beitza de misyaldo ha'idna. Any egg that is born today, may esmo gamrula. Chazal tell us that it completed its formation yesterday. Vinimsa kishenochlena. And it turns out that when you eat it on Shabbos, the yomtov hechina l'Shabbos. Since it was finished the day before, which was yontif, and you're eating it on Shabbos, it turns out that yontif is preparing for Shabbos. Vizeh osir midiksiv, and that is osir because the pasuk says v'hayo b'yom hashishi v'hechinu es hashei aviu, and it was on the sixth day on Friday, and they prepared that which they brought. Ustam shishi cholhu, and the regular stam case of a yom shishi is a weekday. Lahoros lanu is coming to teach us the dafka b'chol tzarich lahachin l'sud haShabbos. The dafka during the week on yom shishi, which is a weekday, that's when you prepare for Shabbos. V'chein liyom tov, and so too to prepare for yom tov the gam hu ikri Shabbos. Yom Tov is also referred to as Shabbos, so you have to prepare for Shabbos during the week, and you have to prepare for Yontif during the week. Aval bi Yom Tov osur lahachin l'suda Shabbos, but on Yontif you're not allowed to prepare for a suda Shabbos. The kol shekein de b'Shabbos osur lahachin l'suda Yom Tov, and certainly on Shabbos it will be osur to prepare for a suda of Yontif. The alkein, and therefore kishenoda habeitza bi Yom Tov shechal yom rishon. Therefore, an egg that is born on Yontif, which falls on Sunday, gam kein osur min haTorah la'ochla, that is also going to be osur min haRaisa to eat it. De bevada nigmura b'me'ei haTarnagolas me'esmol, because for sure the egg finished its completion inside the chicken yesterday. V'nimtza de Shabbos hechina liyomtov kishenochlena, and it turns out that Shabbos is preparing for Yontif when you eat it. Even though this hachana, the completion of the formation of an egg inside the Tanagoles, that is a hachana that's happening in the hands of heaven, a person is not doing anything. Gam zehu bichlal hachana v'aser. That is also included in hachana, and it is aser. V'alkein gazur rabbanon b'chol Shabbos v'yom tov kishenoda sh'aser. Because of the case of Shabbos after Yontif, or Yontif after Shabbos, where the egg that is born on that second day is going to be an Issa Daraisa, because the Hachana was done on the day before, which was either Shabbos or Yontif. So the Chazal made a gzeira that on any day that an egg was born that's Yontif or Shabbos, it's going to be Asim Midrabanan, up to the case where it's born on a Shabbos after Yontif or Yontif after Shabbos. And the reason why it's also from the Torah in those cases is because of Achana, because any egg that is born on day two was finished in its formation on day one, and even though that's Achana in the hands of heaven, that is still counted as Achana. Now if you look in the Shaar Tzion in Ust Dalet, he writes, V'hodilo osur kishenoda biyom aleph shalchol mehaytayma. So if the reason why it's osur midaraisa to have an egg on Shabbos that comes after Yontif because it was finished forming on Yontif, so then on a regular Sunday, which is coming after Shabbos, any egg that was laid on a regular Sunday that's not a Yontif should be asr because it was hachana on Shabbos for Chol. So ask the Shaar Tzion, why don't we asr a case when an egg is born on a regular weekday of Sunday that it was finished forming on Shabbos? And we don't say that. The Sudas Cholo Chashiva Klal. because the suda of a weekday is not choshev at all. V'lo boi hachana mibod yom k'mod ashkacham b'Shabbos. It doesn't need any preparation before. So therefore, on Shabbos and Yontif, which the suda is a davar choshev, that needs hachana the day before, and therefore it's going to be a problem if the hachana was on Shabbos for Yontif or Yontif for Shabbos. But for a weekday suda, it doesn't require any hachana, so we're not machshev that hachana that happened the day before. Since the regular weekday of Sunday doesn't require achana, so it's not shy to say that Shabbos was meichin l'chol. So even though one might think that the same way if Sunday is yontif, so the egg that's born on Sunday is aser because it was prepared on Shabbos, so Shabbos is meichin fiyontif, so one would think that if Sunday is chol, should be the same problem. It also got finished forming on Shabbos, so Shabbos being meichin l'chol, that should be worse. Says the Shaar Tzion, no, only a day that requires achana, a day that's chashiv, Shabbos or yontif, then we look at what the day before was, because it requires achana, and that's where there would be an iser. But if Sunday is a weekday that doesn't require achana, we are not concerned, and we don't view it as if Shabbos was meichin for chol, because the chol does not require achana at all. Continues the Mishabur and Sefkatan Beis. The Mechaber said that the Beitzah that's not over Shabbos is Aser. We said in this case, when it was a weekday before, it's Aser midirabonon to eat it and to move it. And then the Mechaber said, even if it got mixed with 1,000 mutter eggs, they're all Aser. Zok the Mishabura, why they all Aser? The Havidavar Sheish Lamatirin. This is something that has a heter. Because it's a nolad, it's like muktzah, it's going to be mutter after Shabbos, and therefore we say by davar sheishal matirin, there's no bittel. So zakhtem mishabura the havidavar sheishal matirin v'kaimulon, and we hold davar sheishal matirin afilu be'elef lo bottle. We hold something that will eventually become mutter, even in 1,000, is not bottle. The atam, and the reason for this din is da'ad sh'ato yochlena v'yataltolena b'chshash iser. Before you matter it through bittel, and you're allowing a person to eat it or move it with a chshash of an iser, Yoser tov shiyamten ad shetechshach. It's better to wait till Shabbos is over, via kulam beheter, and then everything's going to be beheter. So why should we rely on this concept of bittul when it's going to be mutter in a few hours? So wait till after Shabbos and it's mutter. Why take a chance and have it with achshash yisr when you can have it when it's a vaday heter? V'cheinu musafik im nolda b'Shabbos o mikodem. So too, if there's a suffik, if the egg was born on Shabbos or before. So gam kein aser mitam zeh, it's also aser for this reason. The after b'chol duchta kaimelon the sveikah d'rabbanu l'hakel. Even though normally we say suffik d'rabbanu l'kula, if a beitzah shenoda b'Shabbos that was the weekday before is only an iser d'rabbanu. So if it's a suffik, if it was noda b'Shabbos suffik d'rabbanu, we should go l'kula. But here we go l'iser, and it's the same reason. Since it's a davar sheishol matirin me suffik, we're going to go l'chumra. This is l'kama b'simet tovkuf yud gimel. In this Arev HaSafek Ba'Acheros. So we just said that if it gets mixed with others, there's no bittul because there's Davar Yishul Matirin. It's a Safek, we don't say Safek Derabanan L'Kula because Davar Yishul Matirin. What if you have these two leniencies? Number one, it's a Safek Derabanan, and you also have the bittul. Do we also say there it's going to be Aser, even though you have two leniencies, because L'maisa it's Davar Yishul Matirin or not? That is discussed over there. However, in Hishkim Kodem Amar HaShachar, if a person woke up very early on Shabbos before dawn, Umotza HaBeitza Munachas BeHakina Shal Tanagolas, and you found an egg that was resting in the nest of the Tanagolas, Muteres Lataltala Ulachla, you are allowed to move that egg and to eat it. Deruban Einan Yodos Balayla, because most Tanagolim are not giving birth to eggs at night. Vitalinan de Meesmo Shahoya Yomcho Noda. And therefore we can assume that yesterday on Friday, which was a weekday, is when the egg was born, and it will be mutter. Says the Mishabur Vaiter Sivkot and Gimel, the Mechaber said, so even though the egg is usr, but you can cover it to prevent it from breaking with a kli, but make sure the kli does not touch the egg. So the Mishabura Shalo Yigaba, Hainu Baha Kli, you shouldn't touch the egg with the kli, the kol shekein b'negiyah b'yodav. Certainly one should be careful not to touch the egg with his hands. The atam, and the reason for this concern not to touch it with the kli and certainly with your hands, is al yedei shehi agula, since lamaisa an egg is rounded, he misnanas mimikoma, it very easily moves from its place, and therefore if you move it, that's going to be an isra of moving mukta. V'ayin la'el simin shin ches siv gimel bahago v'simin shin yud siv vav u'b'mashe kasav nusham. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abbez, Shabbos shela'achar yom tov olafonov. In Sif Aleph, we're talking about a regular Shabbos. In Sif Beis, it's talking about what we discussed in the Mishabura, when Shabbos comes after Yontif, or Shabbos comes before Yontif, Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. So if it was born on day one, it's Asr on day two. If it was born on Shabbos, it's Asr on Yontav. Born on Yontav, Asr on Shabbos. And this is the case that we said would be an Isser Daraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if Katan Dal Asur B'Zeh Tam, the reason is, the Im Nochlena. Because if you're going to eat it on the second day, Havi Kemeichin Miyom Echel L'Chaveru V'Asr. And it's going to be like you did Al-Chono from Shabbos to Yontav, for Yontav and Shabbos, and that's Asr, like we discussed earlier in Sekotan Aleph. Umenela Kevan De Lochazir La'Achila Asr Gam Kim B'Totel. And once we say it's Asr B'Achila, so Umenela, it's also Asr to be moved. If you look in the Bir Al-Locha, the Bir Maskel, Nodu B'Zeh Asur B'Zeh, he says, Hainu Biyom Aleph HaSamach L'Shabbos. This is talking about the first day of Yontif that is right adjacent to Shabbos, Avo Biyom Bei Shari. But on Monday, the second day of Yontif, it would be Mutter. V'cheinam Yonto Biyom Hei Vav. So too, if Yontif was Thursday, Friday, leading into Shabbos, Noldo Biyom Hei Mutter B'Shabbos. If the egg was born on Thursday, then it would be Mutter on Shabbos. V'eino Aser Ki'im K'shenoldo Biyom HaSamach L'Shabbos. It's only Aser if it was born on Friday. So if you have a two-day Yontif, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, only born on Friday is Asr on Shabbos, born on Thursday is Mutter. If you have Yontif on Sunday and Monday, born on Shabbos is Asr on Sunday, but born on Shabbos, it will be Mutter on Monday. Levad Imheim Beis Yomtel Shal Rosh Hashanah, the only exception to this leniency is going to be Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 days. Da'oz Chashuv in Shneim Ki Yom Ha'arichta. Then, as we know, we view Lechumra, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as Yom Ha'arichta. There's one long day, Yom HaRichta, so if it was born on Shabbos, it would be Asr not only on Sunday, also on Monday, because that's considered one long day, and that would be considered Meichin from Shabbos to Yontif. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Peiro Shenoshu Min Ha'ilan B'Shabbos, fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos, Asurin Bo Bayom, those fruit are Asr on Shabbos, V'la Erev Mutarin Miyad, but after Shabbos, they're Mutar right away. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Hei, Peiro Shenoshu, even if it's only a suffix that you're not sure when the fruit fell off, they might have fallen off a Shabbos, it's also going to be Asr. And even though this whole Isser of fruit that fell off is only an Isser Drabbana, so if it's a suffix, we should say suffix Drabbana Lohokel. So the Shaar Tzion writes in Os Ches, in the middle, Umishum Dahave Le Dover Sheishel Matir, and again, like we said before, even though it's a Safek Rabbanan, since it's a Davar Yishol Matir, we mutter right after Shabbos, may Safek, we're going to Asr it. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayim Epsachim Daf Nun Vav, Da'afilu Im Kavanosu L'Mitzvah. Even if your intention is for a mitzvah, L'Hafkir Osan La'aniyim, to make the fruit hefker for poor people, She'yochlu Osan B'Shnei Batzoras, that they should be able to eat the fruit in a year of famine, Gam Kein Asr it is still forbidden. Da'af Shehutar Lahem L'Hachil HaSanim D'mayi. Even though it's true you are allowed to feed to aniyim demai, which is fruit that you brought from an amaretz, you're not sure if ma'aser was taken off or not, so it's a suffik iser. And there we say it's mutter to aniyim. Mikol makom lohutter lehem lavur al shvus to Shabbos yomtov. However, we do not allow them to eat over an iser derabanan, which is having part or taking part eating peiros shenoshru. That is an iser derabanan, and therefore it's not even mutter for the aniyim. Sivkaton vav min ha'ilon b'Shabbos, if it fell off the tree on Shabbos. It's lavdafka fruit that came off of trees on Shabbos. The same thing is true about seeds or vegetables that are found in the gardens. It's also to eat them on Shabbos. The afu talplon, they're even muksa to be moved. Shema nashu hayom, we have to be worried that maybe they fell off of their place of attachment today on Shabbos. That you should know. Even if you know that the fruit or the vegetables fell off from before Shabbos, Eino mutter rak lelakid echad echad ulaochol. You're only allowed to gather them one at a time to eat them. Avales of kamba peros biyachad yesh bazeh iser gomer. But to be gathering kamba peros, a number of fruits together at one time, that is an iser gomer. And if you look at note number 9, he writes v'afles of shnei peros bavad. Even if you're not gathering kamba peros, it's only two peros. The Egle Tal writes nechshav kima amir va'aser. That's also considered like gathering bundles, and that's going to be aser. V'chein kasev aruch hashulchan. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, avales of kamba peros biyachad yish bazeh iser gomer kelakamam besimin shinbem siftes dechol dover hamakabes mekom gidul domel lema'amir. Anything that you gather together in the place of its growth, that's similar to the malacha of ma'amir. The Mishabura says over there that this is close in being a Chi of Chatos. Of course, in note number 10 points out, Omnam Shom Kosav Shom Mekabetz Peros Mokom Gidulam Over Al Isra Ma'amer Mamesh V'chayv Chatos. There the Mishabura actually says that gathering food in the place of their growth, you are over the Isra of Ma'amer Mamesh and you're Chayv Chatos. Much more strict than he says it over here. Here he says it's Karov the Yesh Bazeh Chi of Chatos. There he says there actually is a Chi of Chatos. So even if you know the fruit came off, the vegetable came off before Shabbos, you're only allowed to take one at a time. Even two is going to be aser, and this would be a chiyuv chatos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Zayim. So we said in the Mechaber, Peiro Shenoshum and Ha'ilam B'Shabbos Asurim Bo Bayom, Mishum Shema Yala V'Yitlosh. Why are fruit that came off the tree aser on Shabbos? Because we're worried that you might go up and pull off the fruit from the tree on Shabbos. If you allow you to eat the fruit that fell off the tree, you might go up and pull off the fruit, and that is an Issa D'Oraisa. V'gam Mishum Mukta. Also, the fruit that came off from their place of attachment on Shabbos are Mukta. De'kevan de'skatzoi midaite ben Hashmoshel, since it was removed from your mind during Ben Hashmoshos, the Hoya Oz Mukhubr, because then it was attached, iskatzoi l'kula yom, it's considered Mukta for the entire day. Sevkaton ches v'le'eru mutarim yad. In the evening, these fruit or vegetables are mutter right away. You don't have to wait after Shabbos, the time it would have taken to do the malacha then. Since there was nothing done wrong on Shabbos, they didn't make this gzeira. That's when you ask the guy to do malacha for you. Maybe some other cases, but over here you did nothing wrong. The fruit just fell off the tree. The second Shabbos is over, it's going to be mutter. I'd like to read one more note over here, and that's note number two. And that's going back to Sivkatan Beis. We said that if a beitza was not b'Shabbos, it's usur even to move it. And then the Mechaber said, even if it mixes with 1,000 others that are mutter, they all become usur. The Mishabura said, the have davar sheishol matirin. And then the Mishabura writes, in the beginning of Sivkatan Beis, the kaimelon the davar sheishol matirin afilu be'elf lo batil, v'atam da'ash ata yochlenu v'yitatlenu b'chshash isur, yoser tov sheyamten at shetechsha v'ya kulam beheter. Before we allow you to eat it and move it with the chshash of Isser, better wait till after Shabbos, and then it's all going to be mutter. So note number two, he points out that this idea of a davar sheishol matirin, this svara, better to eat it beheter than beisser, is makes sense by achila. By achila, you're eating it only one time. So why eat it now if you can eat it later when it's beheter? But when it comes to moving it, you don't only move it one time. It's two different movings. So if you look at note number 9, Masha Midvarav, it's Masha from the Mishabur clearly. Sha'af Isser Tiltal Habetzahu Mishum Shiyesh Lamatirin. Even the Isser of the Tiltal, not only the eating, he says, De'ad Sha'ata Yochlenu V'yitatulenu. So he's talking about the Dover Shiyesh Lamatirin, even by the Tiltal of the Beitza. But the Tzlach argues, so the Tzlach says, She'ain Tiltal Kli Nidon Kadover Shiyesh Lamatirin. The Tzlach says that moving a kli is not considered davar sheishol matirin, shei nitan l'taltal as a kli hein b'Shabbos hein b'motzei Shabbos, because you can move the kli both times on Shabbos and after Shabbos. V'imiyah osur l'taltal b'Shabbos yivatal hu al kolponim es a total shel Shabbos. So you can't say don't move it on Shabbos; you can move it after Shabbos. It's two different things. I want to move it on Shabbos, and I move it after Shabbos. You can't say, don't move it on Shabbos, you move it after Shabbos. It's two separate movings. That's not similar to eating the fruit. So if you're going to eat it one time, then the svara makes sense. Why eat it be'isr? Well, chshash isr, eat it be'heter. That's because you're only eating it once. But how could you say, don't move it now be'isr, you can move it be'heter. It's two separate dinim. I want to move it today, I want to move it tonight. So that svara says that slat does not apply to moving, unlike the Mishabura's mashm over here. So what's pshat in the Mishabura? Ubedas the Mishabura l'kamon shekosav k'ein dvarav kan. The Mishabura later on writes similar to what he writes over here, and the Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains. Shelo nesar tiltal habeitzim mishum shedin habeitzim kedin davar sheishol matirin l'inyan tiltal. You're right, says the Shlomo Zalman. We're not saying that it's a davar sheishol matirin klapi the tiltal. You're right. What the Tzlach says is correct. It's svara of davar sheishol matirin only applies by the achila, where it's a one-time thing. Better to eat it beheta than beisser. When it comes to tiltal, that svara doesn't apply. Ella, Mishum shabetzim nesru b'achila, but because of davar sheishul matirin lemaisa the eggs are aser n'achila. Ulugabe achila dinam kadavar sheishul matirin. Memeila he muktzim. Once we say it's aser to eat it, because klape the achila is a davar sheishul matirin, so memeila you can't move it; it becomes muktzah. So it's not the pshat zakr shom zalman that the iser of eating it and moving it are both coming midin davar sheishul matirin. The davar sheishul matirin is going only on the achila, because the svar of why eat it b'chshas iser, you can eat it b'heter, tells me you can't eat it on Shabbos. Once you can't eat it on Shabbos, so then it becomes muktzah, so then you can't move it. So you're not moving it because of davar sheishul matirin. You're not moving it because of the iser achila, which has a davar sheishul matirin, and therefore in Eilat it's muktzah and you can't move it. That is a beautiful pshat of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. We will stop here and continue next time, Mirtz Hashem, with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.